AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador's prison, remains in the Central American country. A federal judge on Tuesday said she would order sworn testimony by Trump administration officials to decide if they complied with her orders to facilitate his return. Outside the courthouse after Tuesday's status hearing, Abrego Garcia's wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura, sent a message to her husband.
Kilmar, if you can hear me, stay strong. God hasn't forgotten about you. Our children are asking, when would you come home? And I pray for the day I tell them the time and date that you'll return.
On Monday, White House officials and El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele said they were unable to bring Abrego Garcia back. U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes said what was said in the Oval Office is not before the court. Harvard has become the first university to openly defy the Trump administration's demands to limit activism on campus. The institution says the government's orders are a threat to the Ivy League school and the autonomy the Supreme Court has long granted American universities. The Trump administration has frozen millions in grants and contracts to Harvard. The UK Supreme Court has ruled the country's equalities law defines a woman as someone born biologically female. The ruling means a transgender person with a certificate that recognizes them as female should not be considered a woman for equality purposes. The court added its ruling would not remove protection from trans people who it says are protected from discrimination on the ground of gender reassignment. Israel's defense minister says troops will remain indefinitely in the Gaza Strip, Lebanon, and Syria in so-called security zones. In recent weeks, Israeli forces have taken over large areas of Gaza in a strategy to pressure Hamas to release hostages after Israel ended their ceasefire last month. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on how one small town in Michigan helped some books settle into their new residence.
Residents of a small Michigan community stood side by side to help a local bookstore move over 9,000 books, one by one, from its former site to a new location about a block away. The owner of Serendipity Books says that about 300 people volunteered to pass the books in a human chain through downtown Chelsea on Sunday.
Now we're talking.
The Book Brigade's helpers lined both sides of the sidewalk, moving the books from the shelves at the old location directly to the correct shelves in the new bookstore. The endeavor took just under 2 hours, and they even put the books back in alphabetical order.
Yeah, make it go.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.